you know, life is funny. We all experience similar things, but there's some things we don't talk about. And then somebody's maybe with a friend like, hey, the other day, you know, I swallowed this water in my throat, like felt like it was going to explode. And then my chest. And I was like, what happened? And I just sat for a second. And it just went away. And you're like, that happens to me too. And you're like, it does?
It does? Oh. Yeah. I was talking with someone doing my nails the other day. And I said, do you ever just like dig in, you know, and it hurts, but it also like hurts so good?
Mm-hmm.
She said, uh-huh. I know exactly what you're talking
about. Awesome SMN freaks.
But you feel like a psycho.
You do.
But you're like,
you're doing it.
Why am I doing this to myself?
Or sometimes you're flossing.
Yeah. Oh,
and you
that's
get,
good
and
one.
And kind of like, you know, you're kind of digging into your gums. Like, I like this.
Oh, it feels good. It hurts so good.
Yeah. And you spit blood everywhere. Wait, what? So
nope,
me?
You're not alone.
Oh, okay.
You're not alone.
I'm like, hey, do I have gingivitis?
Yes.
For example, and I do this all the time. You walk into a store to go buy something.
Uh-huh.
They don't have what you want, and you were just there for one thing.
Okay.
And then when you walk out, you feel like you're shoplifting.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. For
oh,
sure.
Yeah.
Like they're,
oh,
they,
yeah.
They're looking at me like I walked in.
Yep.
I kind of looked around a little bit and then shadily walked back out.
Yeah.
Yep. Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You ever go so far as to get a cart, walk around, you don't put anything in it, you put the cart back,
yes.
You're like,
do you ever go as far as actually just buying something random so they don't think you're stealing?
No.
I see you doing that, Jason.
Yes.
Yeah.
No. Uh-huh.
Or, you know, that satisfying feeling when your ear randomly pops and then you can hear like 50% better.
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever done that thing where these are things that are common that everyone kind of goes through, but they really don't talk about it, where you're like, oh, I got a bug on the back of your neck.
Yes.
Oh, God. And it's just a tag on your shirt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or a random hair that just you don't see it, but you feel it. And you're just like, oh, what is that? Oh, it's that hair again I can't find.
You feel crazy.
Like loose string on your shirt.
Yeah.
And you keep feeling it. You're like, what is it? Yeah.
Holy freaking spiders.
Yeah. Or when you're just walking along and all of a sudden randomly you can feel a big shot of earwax pop out of the side of your ear.
Oh, yeah. Never had that happen.
No.
You haven't?
Oh, my gosh.
I'll be driving down the road and it'll fall out of your ear.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
It's
happened to me.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
Okay.
No.
Yeah, we
absolutely
have
not.
Sometimes it gets caught out of the air. You can put your finger in it and it comes out as a big thing of earwax on it.
It's kind of like, yeah.
Never.
I'll show you the next time.
No.
It blows my mind because I know you're not supposed to use Q-tips, but I do after every shower.
Me too.
And so the fact that there's still earwax in there, I'm blown away.
Because what happens when I understand, Matt, because I'm like you, we're compacting it a little bit.
Yeah.
So there's a part of it gets compacted. It gets compacted so much that it's kind of like the pressure explodes it out. So that's when you get have you ever actually got it caught and seen how big the piece comes out is?
Guys, it's nuts.
I'm really disgusted.
Yeah.
I am very much disgusted by that.
I'm sorry. It's natural human.
It's never happened to me. Not one time.
This is our truth,
so, Katie.
I support you, but I have never had it happen. So I'm like, how's that possible?
Right. Do you use Q-tips?
Every day.
Okay. So, like, remember when Jared had his ears done here by the nurse? What? And he got it all cleaned out, right?
Yep.
I believe what happens is it keeps getting packed.
It does.
The pressure becomes more, and then it goes. That's what happens to a lot of people. Every once in a while, it won't go, and that's when you can't hear.
I don't shove the Q-tip down and, like,
poke the wax in. I just clean
the outer area.
Yeah, I think it's still like,
you just do the...
Like, I clean
the canal brim? At all?
I do the inner canal, but I go around the edges. I don't shove it into the ear hole.
So you're telling me.
What?
I go in there because part of it, too, for me, I don't know if y'all are like this. Part of me is like I'm trying to also dry it out from the shower.
Yes.
Because I don't want there to be water in there. So the Q-tip, I put the Q-tip down into the ear to make sure I get all the water.
Yes, I do that too. You're not supposed to go deep at all.
I don't.
It can damage your hearing. Mm-hmm.
So, Katie, you're trying to tell us that you don't drive around with a mason jar and let wax fall in it and let it build up and collect until you make a candle out of it.
What a weirdo.
Jared,
you're a freak.
Yeah. You could make so much money on OnlyFans, bro.
I'm the
earwax girl.
Yes.
What a loser.
Earwax girl.
And to say that you feel it pop out, no.
Yeah.
Never.
I think you might not realize it because at first, for years, I didn't realize that happened. I was like, where did this come from? Now I actually have a feeling. I can feel it, and it's like a relief.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to see it. I want to see how big it is. It's
like a gold member with his skin flakes.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Does anyone like putting like a paper clip into your ear?
Yes.
Your ear?
No.
Oh, I love scratching my ear. I've actually read somewhere that you're supposed to use like paper clips, bobby pins, things like that instead of a Q-tip because those don't compact it. Those will actually kind of pull out.
Would you read this Trinity News or something?
There's any.
I love scratchingmyears.com.
Farmerslies.org.
I don't know.
Any physician listening.
Probably TikTok.
Like,
Probably TikTok.
Bobby pays to clean your ears.
I've heard you take a steak knife and you're jabbing both ears. No. Maybe you're right.
Every doctor driving right now is like,
stop.
Stop it. Turn the radio.
These idiots.